Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of Section 3-4 podcast. Last night, if you watched the game, if you had to suffer through that unbelievable 2-0 goal lead and just absolutely just plummet into the earth, I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. Maggie, what are your thoughts?
Let's talk about how empty the seats were at that game. Also, I think people are starting to see that this is getting away from us pretty quickly.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you're playing a good competitive game. Then, you know, you're heading into the third period, 2-0 lead, and then just everything just falls apart. yeah, you know, we're in these rebuild years. You know, we got all these injuries. We're mixing up the lines. But if there's one word to describe this team right now, it is undisciplined. That's my first thought. It is undisciplined, you know. You know, you were looking good there. You're playing well. You scored in the power play.
Finally, we haven't scored a power play goal at home at all this season, and right. We scored two.
Exactly. You know, we were looking good there. And I think in the third period early on, or maybe it was the second period, you know, we had that breakaway. Who was it? Jake Neighbors on that breakaway?
Yep.
Yeah. We couldn't score on that breakaway, you know, whatever. And then I think we had a good chance at a 2-1-1 in the third period, and we couldn't capitalize on that. But then I think a few minutes afterwards, that's when the Bruins scored off a weird 2-on-1 soon after that, where they had the puck down the right side of the boards, and they just chipped it through like two defensemen, somehow went right past their sticks, and they just tapped it in on Binnington. and then another thing, I feel like we just were absolutely terrible at getting the puck out. I think that's kind of how things started to unravel, is like, you know, you couldn't clear the puck out of your defensive zone, and then if you're looking in the neutral zone, I think there was like a couple giveaways there throughout the game, where it's like, you know, you got to win those neutral zone battles if you want to, you know, keep them out of your zone. And that's where, if you're giving the puck up right there in the neutral zone, and it just gives them the chance to set something up, and you're setting yourself up for failure. And I think puck control, we don't have any puck control at all, based on looking at the game. Again, it just goes back to the word undisciplined. But yeah, we're in a rebuild. But as an NHL player, you have to be disciplined. Whether it goes back to Braden Schenn, the captain, or Drew Bannister, your coach, or Doug Armstrong, and whatever. It's like somebody's got to start, you know, putting the hammer down on this team.
Yeah, I agree. Also, with reading on like Twitter and stuff, people are like, we're paying all these people so much money and they're not even playing up to their potential. Are they actually earning that money as well?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's three losses in a row. You know, you had this long, you know, what was it, 5-game homestead. You beat the Leafs. You beat the Lightning. And then all of a sudden it just fell apart. We were playing good, you know, the first week or two, first 3 weeks of the season, maybe. And then it's just been kind of a lot of inconsistency in our gameplay. And now we're 3 losses in a row. And tomorrow, the boys probably left last night or today, flying up to Buffalo, New York. And they'll be on a 3-game home away stead. You know, 1 game in Buffalo, 1 game in Boston now. And then Sunday late afternoon game against the Hurricanes.
Yeah, that's a tough away stand for sure, especially losing to the Bruins. Bruins haven't even been playing well this season, so that loss really, really, really hurt.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. We got to do something. Something's got to be done, and you know. Injuries can, you know, only go so far. So we We got Philip Broberg is injured lower body. Robert Thomas is injured lower body. Nick Leddy injured lower body. And Torrey Krug injured lower body. Matthew Joseph was injured, but they said he was back last night against the Bruins. So that's good. We're finally getting some people back. But it's, at some point, we gotta do something. Because switching up the lines, trying to find some good chemistry with all this is just it's really not doing much as far as I can see.
Yeah, I don't understand how down we got without Robert Thomas and Broberg being out. I feel like that's
especially Broberg.
That's just like a big like jab in the heart. I don't know. I feel like they're just kind of giving up because those two aren't playing. But I mean, there's plenty of talent on the team to keep going. There's people that are going to have to step up for that. Like injuries are a thing every year. So right, I don't know.
Especially defensively. It's like, if you can't have the defensive skill, it's like somebody has got to come back and back check hard, because we need help there badly. And you can't give up 8 goals against the Capitals. You can't do that.
You should not give up 8 goals against anybody. Let's be honest here. Twice in one season so far, and we're not even halfway through.
I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. It's the season's in shambles right now. But it's still early on. It's only November. There's still time to get more of your injured players back, turn the ship around, and kind of recover. Because you have the Jets, who are a freaking juggernaut in your division. But other than that, Minnesota's all right. Dallas is all right. Colorado, Utah, Chicago, Nashville, they're not that great. There's still time to turn the ship around and get back up there. But if this stuff is still happening, all of December, all of January, I feel like it's going to be difficult to push yourself for a playoff spot.
Honestly, they need to be looking at that right now. They need to be winning games, because you got Thomas and Broberg out 4 to 6 weeks, and I think Thomas is at 3 weeks, so he could potentially come back in 3 weeks. But I mean, he still's got to skate, condition, all that, and come back, and that's probably middle of December.
Right. And sometimes, these players, when they come back, they're not always going to be 100%. They still got to shake off the cobwebs, get loose, make sure they're 100%. Even though they're ready to go, they may or may not be 100%, so even there's that.
Yeah, when they come back, you can't just rely on them, and it is a team sport. We need everybody pulling their weight.
Yeah, exactly. But the good news is, it's mid-November. You got a couple more weeks left in November, but the exciting news, I think December, starting like December 4th or December 6th, they're bringing back the Road to the Winter Classic. So it'll be interesting to see, behind closed doors of these players and these games and what they talk about in the locker room. Sometimes you kind of see a little bit of their home life and what's going on. So with everything a little shaky right now, it'll be interesting to see that.
Yeah, you're going to the Winter Classic. How do you feel about that?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Regardless of how the season's going right now, the injuries, everything else, whatever, I went to the Winter Classic in 2017 at Busch Stadium. I went to the Winter Classic in Minneapolis in 2022, which was absolutely terrible. It's negative 9 degree weather for 3 hours. With a wind chill of like minus 20. It was definitely, a lifelong memory for sure. And the Blues won, and it was worth it, but oh my gosh, it was brutal. And I don't know if Chicago can beat that, but I've got the experience. I'll be ready. But again, no matter what this season's looking like for the Blues, it's just going to be awesome and exciting to be there. Blues Blackhawks, great rivalry. Lots and lots of blues fans are gonna probably be there, probably more than Minneapolis in 2022. I know some of my family's gonna be there, so I'll be meeting up with them. I think one of my cousins is going, and a couple other friends that I know are going to be going, so that's going to be exciting, and I can't wait to go regardless of how the team looks. It's just going to be a great experience overall, no matter what happens.
Yeah, I think it'll be cool since it's going to be at Wrigley Field, which, is a classic baseball ballpark, and then you get to see Connor Bedard play, which he's been excellent the last two seasons. But yeah, with the Blues, they just got to go out and have fun and enjoy the experience. And, I hope that you guys have a good time as well.
Yeah, for sure. For the December schedule, which will probably air and record most of these, shows for Road to the Winter Classic, you got a 4-game road trip again, in Canada. You got Jets, Flames, Oilers, Canucks. Then you come home for a game against the Sharks. Then you go away for one game against the Stars. Then you got a 2-game homestead, Rangers, Devils. Then you got a 3-game road trip, Lightning, Panthers, Red Wings. Then you come home for 2 games, and then you got the Winter Classic.
So I will be at the December 20th game, Blues versus Panthers. So I am excited about that because I have not been to the Panthers stadium yet. I have only been to Tampa, and that was pretty cool. That was like right after they won the Stanley Cup, so they had done all the upgrades to the stadium and whatnot. I think I saw them play New Jersey Devils. Yeah. But yeah, I'm really excited. It's a Friday night game in Sunrise, and I'm hoping that the Blues can pull out a win.
Hopefully everything's getting better by then. But is this going to be your first away game for watching the Blues?
Yes, actually.
Oh, sweet! Yeah,
that's crazy to think about because, Tampa was versus the Devils. We couldn't find a Tampa Blues game when I was here, but now that I live down here, I think the Blues are playing Tampa Thursday night, and then they play in Sunrise Friday night. So we just decided to do the Friday night game.
Yeah, that'd be exciting for sure. That'd be awesome.
Especially since they just won the Stanley Cup. I think it would be cool to just go and see it anyways, but Panthers have been really good this season, so I'm a little worried, but it'll be nice to see the boys in blue.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great, fun atmosphere there. It's going to be rocking. It's going to be Friday night. It's going to be, place is going to be rocking, I think. It's going to be awesome.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I went to that game last year in Colorado where we won 8-2. Oh, that was such a great experience.
That was fun.
So much fun. Oh, it was such a butt whooping, and you could clearly see all the Blues fans standing up like throughout the game. You could see them, there was a "Let's Go Blues" chant. When it was clear that we were gonna win, so everybody and their Blues fans, I whistled and we did a "Let's Go Blues" chant. That was awesome. It's incredible. And then somebody tried mouthing off to me about Bennington and the water bottle. I'm like, dude, you're losing like 8-1. Like, go home.
That's funny. Kadri doesn't even play for them anymore.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's still a good joke to talk about now, but I mean, that's in the past. Yeah, I'm excited though for this game. I'm going to go to that game, and then I'm going to fly back to Illinois for Christmas late in early January, like around New Year's, and we're gonna go down to St. Louis for the Blues versus Ottawa Senators December. Game. That's in January.
I'm sorry?
That game's in January that we're going to.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I'm excited because Perron plays for Ottawa now. So I'm hoping that he's back. I know that he's been having some like family stuff. So I'm hoping he's back. And then, because I love Perron.
He needs
Why
to
not?
retire, Blue.
Yeah, he needs to sign a one day and just retire.
If you're Doug Armstrong, you've had these, you got these injuries, you got these line shakeups. Now you're on a 3-game losing streak. What's, or even Drew Bannister. If you're Drew Bannister, what are you doing right now?
Well, everybody knows how I feel about Bannister. I'm not a fan. Was never a fan when they brought him in last year. I don't know what I don't know what you do, to be honest, because I don't know that he's like really listening. He should be putting his best lines together. I don't understand the whole switch up every freaking second of the game. The
Right.
lines are never the
Right.
same. I just go with what is going, like doing well, even if it's just in practice. I mean, repetition is obviously going to make this team better and stronger, but if you're getting them out of sync, out of whack, like, I don't know how you can expect them to go play 60 minutes on a random line or 30 random lines and for them to win. There's no consistency. You literally are just like switching it up way too much, and I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really funny because as a to me it's funny because as a football fan, as specifically as a Saints fan, I'm like kind of dealing with a mirrored image of what's going on with the NFL, my NFL team, and what's going on with the Blues. If you look at the New Orleans Saints, because I'm a big Saints fan, if you look at the New Orleans Saints, you started off good, like the Blues. The Saints were 2-0, and then injuries, 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 a mountain pile of injuries, and it just has not stopped. But regardless, the team went on a 7-game losing streak. The Blues, back and forth, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, and now you're on a 3-game losing streak. And it's just like, where do you turn next? Where do you go? It's you're kind of slowly approaching rock bottom. And what did the Saints do? The Saints said, we've had enough. This is it. This is over. The fans have had it. Management has had it. The owners had it. And they fired their head coach. And I think a lot of, for the Saints, at least, most of the blame is on that head coach. He was not assertive. He was not, he did not discipline his team. He did not execute plays very well. It's just, it went back to the head coaching. And I think partially for the Blues, that's the reason. It's the head coach. He's, you gotta kick your team in the butt. You gotta be assertive. You gotta put your foot down, and you gotta lead this team to, be resilient, when times get tough.
I honestly don't think anyone takes him serious. He's kind of he's this is his
Yep.
first team in the NHL.
I think a lot of Blues fans feel the same way. Maybe even some of the players feel the same way. Just they don't take him seriously. He's
I
so
don't think that that was the
you
right
gotta
pick for this team, especially
I don't
like going from Berube to this. Shouldn't have fired Berube in the first place. I
Yeah.
love Chief, but to go from Chief to Bannister, that's like a huge downgrade. And like your players see that and they're like, okay, do they actually even believe in us? Because like, how do you go from this to this? I know that they needed to do like a switch up last season, but I don't think that Bannister has the room, and I don't think anyone takes him serious, especially just with his choices lately.
And some people are like, "Oh, make Steve Ott the head coach now." And it's like, "Oh, I mean, I do like Steve Ott, but it's just like, how much more can we improve with him as head coach? Is that really, if you really think about it, is long term, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing if you put
Also, how
Steve
much
Ott in the driver's seat?
can you put on him, because he's already in charge of like the power play and stuff, and like
Right.
he's does well with that. I think Steve's where he should be. I'm not saying that he shouldn't ever get the chance to be a head coach.
You just think
But
he's
I think
perfect
right
right where he's
here,
at.
yeah, for the Blues. But I don't see the Blues getting rid of Bannister either. Just I don't know. I don't picture them firing a coach in the 2 years in a row.
No. I mean, I don't know, but it's like, how much more can you take of this? You know, is if you're Doug Armstrong, if you're Tom Stillman, it's like, how much more can you just sit there and watch this unfold? You know,
Yeah.
the city, the players can't. You know, the players can only take so much of it. The coaching can only take so much of it. The fans can only take so much of it.
Yeah, imagine being a season ticket holder.
Tough, man. Tough.
All the benefits they get to do though, that's pretty cool. But still, yeah, that would be pretty tough to watch your team lose that much.
Yeah, I just saw, I don't know what the event was, but you know, a lot of these season ticket holders just gotta go to Enterprise Center, take some cool pics on the ice, get some merch, take pictures with, you know, Colton Parayko. Cam Jansen was there and some other people. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that was I think Monday night they had a season ticket holder thing. That would be cool to go to. I always get jealous when I see that they get to see the players and meet them and stuff. But yeah, I think this is a good time to talk about what kind of food you're preparing for Sunday football.
Oh man. Yeah, with the, you know, the Blues road trip coming up, Saints football this Sunday. I think right now I'm eyeballing Whataburger right now. I got a work trip coming up. I got a long sit in the Houston airport, so I think, you know, if that stays, I'm gonna be hitting up Whataburger because I know they got one in the airport and I don't get it very often, so it'd be a good time to, you know, set up the laptop, put on my headphones and just watch some football. but if, you know, if that trip falls through, you know, there's a chance it might fall through. And if it does, I'll be making something at home, making something good. You know, I've been on the road a lot lately, so if this trip falls through, then I'll definitely be, you know, as I'll definitely be making something at home and kind of getting creative with that. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah,
Oh.
Saints are now 3-7. They beat with what? They beat the Falcons. The Buccaneers lost. The Panthers won against in Germany against the Giants. So division wise, it's kind of still open, but just in regards to, you know, playoff hope, it's kind of shot for the Saints in the NFC.
Honestly, I'm just here for the fantasy. I got a fantasy team this year,
I
and
sh I should have I should have never joined fantasy. I'm dog water of fantasy.
yeah, I'm 5-5. I thought I was doing well, but
Nah, you're probably doing way better than I am. My
this is my first time. I usually just do hockey and baseball, but decided to do football this year and it's been very back and forth, that's for sure. Because everybody's been so inconsistent.
Speaking of baseball, the Cardinals need to. Cardinals management needs to put on their big boy pants and be aggressive and be get back to being a competitive franchise again.
Don't even want to talk about them. I have nothing to say right now. I have nothing to say about St. Louis sports. As in baseball, City soccer
Oof.
and Blues hockey. It has been rough. I honestly didn't pay attention to the Battle Hawks this season because I kind of forgot that they brought them back.
They got
And
their new turf. They got
I
their
was
new
like,
turf.
yeah, I was moving pretty much like when I think their season was going on, so I honestly wasn't paying too much about them. But yeah, St. Louis sports really needs some prayers.
Well, Mizzou won that wild game this past Saturday. I watched that. That was awesome. So that's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel there. You know, they have to. It's gonna be rough to get to the playoffs for Mizzou, but you know they gotta win out, have some magic with ranked teams losing, and maybe they have a shot at, you know, being top 12. We'll see. But they
Yeah,
gotta
I think I
first.
saw last night that they had moved to 23, I
Oh,
think.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I haven't checked that yet, but I did watch the game. It was unbelievable. If you were there, it was probably absolute mayhem in Columbia. But yeah,
Who did they play?
Oklahoma.
Okay.
There, I think, by the sounds of it, there are a lot of Oklahoma fans at that game in Columbia.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, the trip over probably isn't terrible.
Yeah, probably not that bad. But yeah, Battlehawks got their new turf. I'm excited for that. And speak, you know, with the dome and everything, reminds me, if you have not seen American Underdog, with Dennis Quaid, is an awesome movie. It's based upon the true story of Kurt Warner, you know, bagging groceries at the Hy-Vee, and you know, couple months later, he's playing in the NFL for the St. Louis Rams. Again, the name is American Underdog. Amazing movie. If you're a St. Louis sports fan, if you were a Rams fan growing up in St. Louis, season ticket holder, what have you, you have to watch American Underdog. Buy it, rent it, whatever. It's a great, incredible movie. It was made really well. Great music. It's very moving and touching. Man, it pretty much brought a tear to my eye towards the end there, watching
Not a
it.
tear.
It and they actually used like actual footage from like games and stuff like that from the Edward Jones Dome and stuff and what have you. And the great movie, definitely recommend. 10 out of 10 maybe.
R.I.P. St. Louis Rams.
Nah, man, it's pretty
Now
crappy.
the city is covered with Kansas City Chiefs fans. Yeah.
I know. I don't
Pretty
know, man.
rough.
Back in 2015, back in 2015, I didn't hop on that wagon. I moved over to the Saints because I got some cousins down from New Orleans. They live in Houston now because of Katrina. But yeah, they're originally from New Orleans. One of my uncles, you know, he lives down south in Mississippi. He's a big Saints fan, so I was like, let's. And I at the time Drew Brees was still quarterback, and I was like, let's do it, let's do the Saints.
Yeah, Drew Brees. He was very good. He was fun to watch.
Right, so we got a 3-game road trip for the Blues here. What's your prediction?
Okay, so we got the Sabres tomorrow, Boston Saturday, and Carolina Sunday. Honestly, this is sad with how much of a Blues fan I am. I'm gonna go with the 0-3 on the road trip. I want to say that they can beat the Sabres and the Bruins, especially the Bruins if they want to get that win back from last night. Carolina's been playing pretty well. Carolina's always good. I feel like they're always a hard team to beat. They always have the same team every year and just miss out on getting far in the playoffs every year. So I mean, I feel like one year they're just gonna like snap through. But I'm gonna go with 0-3 on this road trip, and that breaks my heart to say. Yeah, what about you?
I don't know. You got Buffalo, who's sixth in the Atlantic Division. Then you got, you know, Boston, who we just lost to, embarrassingly. Third place in the Atlantic. And then you got Carolina, who is second in the Metropolitan. The Blues have been back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So if history repeats itself, I'm gonna say the Blues beat Buffalo. They lose to Boston. and they lose to Carolina. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, with like you said, their history back and forth, but they are on a three game losing streak right now, so I
But
don't
if,
know.
look, we need our players back. We need Philip Roberg back. Guys, he's the Blues' favorite son right now. And look,
He's my favorite son.
if you're gonna just train wreck your season, please God, don't lose to the Blackhawks at the Winter Classic. I mean, I know I said I'm going, it's whatever if we lose, win, lose, whatever. It's for the experience. Yeah, true. But if you're a Blues player, and you love this rivalry, you respect this rivalry, don't lose. Don't lose that game. If you're gonna train wreck your season, don't lose that game. That's the one game you should win.
Is there really, like, back to this Blues Hawks rivalry, is that really still a thing nowadays?
It's kind of getting there, The Blues were, doing well for a while. The Blackhawks sucked. So the kind of the rivalry faded for a while, and then now the Blues are, kind of getting down to their level. So I guess you could say it's a battle of the mid teams or
Yeah.
lower.
One I'm excited for, you get to see Patty Maroon up there on the Hawks. Never thought I would ever see him in one, a Bruins jersey, or two, a Blackhawks jersey.
That was
But that
tough to
guy just
watch.
wants to keep playing, so I guess you kind of just have to roll with it. But
Oh man.
he was one of my favorite Blues.
He everybody in St. Louis loved that guy so much.
The
The
hometown
big
hero, baby.
rig and a
The big
Blackhawks jersey.
rig.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, it still is. He's another one that needs to come back and sign a one day and retire with the Blues. I could see him doing it with Tampa also, since he had a lot of success going from the
Right.
Blues winning the Stanley Cup and then going and winning 2 years in a row with the Lightning.
Man, it's tough to see him go, but hockey's hockey, business is business, what have you.
Business is business.
But I think that's gonna wrap it. I think that's gonna wrap it up here for us. I need to hop off, go make myself a fresh cup of coffee, refill my coffee cup, and get my day started. I'm gonna be heading to B Hall's. I'm in St. Louis for a work trip, so I'm gonna be going to head B Hall's to get
Oh
some chicken
man,
wings.
I'm jealous. Have some for me.
Oh yeah, for sure. And then I'm gonna be heading out to dinner with my family, so gotta get the day rolling here.
You know me, just in Florida grinding from home. So, yeah, looking forward to
It's
seeing the
not too
Blues play
shabby.
tomorrow.
Not too shabby. You got the nice pool, sunny in Florida. It's not too bad.
Yeah, it's about 80 degrees and sunny. Can't complain.
But thank you everybody so much who's watching. Go ahead and spread the word for this new sports podcast to your St. Louis Blues friends or family, your football friends. If you see them struggling, with the Blues or their sports team, tell them to hit us up and we can try and get them on the show. Maybe we can talk this out or over a couple of burgers or some wings or something.
Some brewskis.
Yeah, exactly. But thank you again so much for listening. And don't hesitate to stop by again to eat, relax, and just take a load off of life. Until the ice is clean again, we'll see y'all very soon. Section 314, your favorite online tailgate.